You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is Sibeli Donze. Sibeli, it's good to have you here this morning.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So, Sibeli, the way the show begins is with a huge question just to get us started. Who are you? What do we need to know about your life, the things you value, some of the experiences you've had? What do we need to know to start the conversation?
I am from Belém, Pará. It's a place in the north of Brazil in the Amazon region. So I think the place where I come from is very important to me today to define my who I am in the world. And I discovered that mainly when I come here to the US. So in this point, I understand that my culture has a huge role in my life. So I am a conductor and composer. I love arts, especially the music, of course. So I value music so much that I came here to improve my musical skills. And from a person who come from where I come from, that's not an easy thing. It was something hard for us. Also, I could say that I am a kind of person that loves challenge, because I believe that we only grow up as a human being when we leave our comfort zone. And for that, we need to be ready and not fear the hard work. So to become mature people, to learn how to be strong, how to be better, and how to be useful for the people we love and care.
Wow, that is a wonderful answer. And it's often true that when we go to another culture, we really end up learning more about the culture we came from and its importance in our life because of what we miss and what we become sensitive to. I thank you for a beautiful introduction. You brought music with you. What would you like to start the show with?
Yes, the first music is Chovendo na Mangueira. Translation for English is something kind of rainy in the mango tree. Mm-hmm. This music is from my city, and actually this music is important to me because it's from my family. The composition is from the name?
Ziza Padilha?
Yes. But he is the husband. Yes, these words. It's the husband of my mother. My mother is a singer. So all my family are musician people. And in this recording, my mother is singing this music, and I am conductor, the big band.
Thank you. Here we go.
Okay.
Sabia, tinha cabura, chimbrum, de pitibi por lá, pio de araçaí, sul de tangará, tico do chapéu dourado de papo pro ar. Mangavam, dançavam, no capilé da chuva, mangavam, cantavam pra ter maré no luar. Fala de Ixô, perto do girá. Fiz quando tu pé da noite que quer te pegar. Casco pouco a pouco de urutã. Vindo das águas barrentas pelo meu quintal. E aves tem guarás, saguins ligeiros. Na cumieira do entardecer. Mestre taleiro a borquear. Lembrei Belém com seus vendeiros no cais. E o rio de gente. Chegar
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is Sibeli Donza. So Sibeli, where I'd like to go next with the show is the life that you value living now. What did you have to go through in order to know how to, what did you have to experience to know how to live that life, to learn how to live that life?
Well, I would like to say, I would love to say that it was only a smooth and beautiful construction.
Right, you and everyone else.
Yeah, but it was not. I cannot say that because, to be honest, it was necessary to travel a path with that was painful sometimes. I had to learn that I am the most responsible for building my life, the life I want. Because there was no environment around me that would support my dreams. And what my surround gave to me, the possibilities were very limited for me. So when everything we know in the environment that we feel safe is not enough and limit us, we need to make a great effort to discover other paths that we cannot see. We didn't know because it was never being shown to us. So we need to overcome the fear that comes when we take a different and unknown path. So I am the first person in my family and also from my friends who left my hometown and my country to study abroad. It's not common there. And I also chose a career that is still dominated by men. I was the first woman in my city to conduct a professional orchestra and also the first woman composer there. So to break all these standards was necessary to learn to be very resilient because we need to pass for a lot of difficulties because of that.
What were some of the difficulties that you had to overcome?
Yes, people surround me sometimes say that, oh, you are crazy. It's not possible. You are want something that is, you are drink too much. And yeah, for example, in my city, didn't have professor or school to teach conducting. So I needed to start by myself alone. And actually the financial part to leave my city is something very difficult. So it was a lot of work to overcome everything.
How did you discover this desire for music and conducting and composing? How did you discover the desire and how strong that desire was?
Yes. As I said before, all my family are musicians, but they are more in a kind of popular music. And I was the first one that was interested in classical music, is something different. So I started to study in the conservatoire, but I started to study guitar. It's not to do with the orchestra. So after the guitar, classical guitar, I discovered that I could create music. So I started to write music, but for orchestra, because I loved the possibilities in the orchestra, the different colors in the orchestra that's possible. When you have only one instrument, you have limited colors and timbres and combinations. Mm-hmm. So with the orchestra, it seems like we have a lot of possibilities. So I fall in love with the orchestra sound. And after that, I feel the necessity to be in the stage and to feel the energy to do music alive. And I realized that I only could do that if I conduct the orchestra, if I start to do it. So yes, when I experiment to do that in the first time, I decided, I know that yes, is it.
Mm-hmm. So when were your early compositions? Did your early compositions get performed by an orchestra when you were in Berlin?
Yes, I did. And
how were they received? What was the setting in which they were performed, and how did people respond to you?
Yes, in the beginning I was afraid, because my language in composition is more contemporary language, so I like to use some kinds of electroacoustic music too, and the people in my city, they are very traditional. So I was very afraid with the reception. And the conductor, the principal conductor that conducted the orchestra, he also was a little afraid, but at the end, people love it. They love it. So I realized that they only need to be in presence of this kind of music, even they don't know, and they can like it.
Right. And I'm assuming the man who conducted it, even though he wasn't familiar with that kind of music, he was willing to conduct your piece.
Yes, because he saw a composition mine, but not for orchestra, for small group chamber music, and he liked it. So he thinks that it could be good.
And when you said that they liked it, I'm assuming that they liked the music, but they also liked the fact that it was composed by one of their own.
Yes, sure.
And how were you able to get people to respond to both and kind of keep both questions? You know, is this, are you being supportive of me, or are you being supportive of my music, or both, or are they inseparable?
I think both. His eyes for what I do.
Sure. And when we come from places, I come from a place that doesn't have a strong history in the arts or music. And so when people would do those things, they would both be oftentimes either very, very impressed or very offended. There was no middle reaction. It was one extreme or the other. It was both about the person and the music. They would come together. They would respond to two together, just as you described. He played he conducted your piece, people reacted. What were your next steps?
Oh, yeah, after that, I realized, oh, it's possible for me to go through this path. So I started to study more. And I started composing more too. And it was funny. I am realizing now that a few years after that, this orchestra that played my my music, they called me to work there, to be a assistant conductor in this orchestra. With this principal conductor, I was the assistant of him.
That's a real commendation of your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old were you when you began to leave, did you leave there to study? When did you leave Belen to study?
Sorry, repeat.
When did you have to leave the town you're from to go and study in university or conservatory? Where did you go study and at what point in your life? How old were you, for example?
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. In my city, we had a conservatory there, but don't have course of conducting.
Right.
So I started to study there for a long, and when I was interested in conducting, but I couldn't leave my city yet because my family didn't have money to support me. So I started to work, and I only could leave the city in the, like, to do summer courses, because I could leave my city in this moment, but I need to come back again because sure. I needed to work. Yeah. So I stay in this situation for long years. And only now, 2 years ago, I was able to really leave the city to come here to study, to do a master's degree.
Sure. And that's what you're doing now at Ithaca College.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you pick Ithaca College in terms of a place to come to leave Brazil to go and study conducting? Could mm-hmm. you have studied conducting in someplace else in Brazil?
Yes, I could, but I think I thought that if I will leave my city, it will be not an easy thing. So I would like to go to the better place I can. So a friend of mine had met the professor here, the former professor here, and he said to me that he was very good. And I started to read about him. And yes, I liked it too much. So because of that, I applied here.
I assume that you applied and then were accepted and you came here. The first time you saw Ithaca was probably when you came to study. Or did you get to visit beforehand?
No, I came here first to do the audition.
Oh, yes.
The audition needed to be in person because we need to conduct the orchestra. And I was very happy. I didn't expect to be accepted because it's only one place. And while I was the only person that was not American. And I'm not fluent in English yet, but in that moment I was worse than today. So to me, it was not possible. So I was surprised. Then they accepted me. And a few months after that, I came here to live.
Let's cut to music. What of the music you brought with you would you like to play next?
Okay, we can put now Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke. I like this music because this music makes me happy.
Good reasons.
We all understand. gallop ringing out. There's no way the band could lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. Yeah, go, go.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is Sibeli Donza. So Sibeli, where I'd like to go next is what have you encountered along the way in getting here? What were some of the setbacks or the things that slowed you down on the way? And then what were some of the unexpected positive things that took you by surprise? If we can spend some time on those two questions.
I learned that we need to have something bigger than us, than ourselves, to fight for.
What does that mean? Because I was asking you what you did, and you told me what you learned, and that's a really interesting shift. So what did you do that made you learn you needed something bigger than yourself?
Because, as I said before, we need to be very, very strong, very resilient, to be able to fight. But if we only think in ourselves, we never have the strength to overcome the barriers, because the strength of the ego is not that strong, is what I wanted to say. So sure. if you are fight for others, for something that is bigger than ourselves, so we will never give up. So we will be the strength necessary to overcome these difficulties. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who or what that's bigger than yourself are you fighting for?
Yes, I start to think in my community, because it was very hard to me to have access the things I want to. So I think that now I can help these people. I can give something for them to improve the things in my community. And also, I am thinking building a family. So I think my future family too, because they will need me. They will need the things I would like to build. So I think in these both things.
Right. I'm hearing in your comments that you anticipate going back to Brazil. Do you anticipate going back to Berlin?
Yes, when I finish my first degree, because I'm doing 2 degrees here, 2 master degrees, the conductor and composition. I will end the conductor now in May and composition December, but I will come back to Brazil in May. And I would like to start to build something there. I already, actually, when I was here in the end of the past year, I found an orchestra there with some kind of contemporary vision of music. For example, we did a concert with mixed music with other artistic language. And we also put contemporary music too, and music of mine. But I don't want only play music of mine, but I want to value a composer of my region too. So I started to build something there. With this orchestra, I have two goals in 2 directions, both from outside to inside, to improve, as I said, to improve access to knowledge and the contemporary repertoire in classical music. And from inside to out, I would like to spread my culture, the Amazon culture, to the rest of Brazil and the rest of the world to contribute to a more context and more mixture of my culture and classical music.
And where is the orchestra that you hope to work with or that you plan to work with?
In my city, in Belém.
In your city, so in Belém, okay.
Yes.
That's amazing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. What has surprised you as you have taken this path? What did you discover about yourself, about life that you didn't know, didn't anticipate in the work that you're doing?
Yes, I discovered that how, as I said in the beginning, how important to me is I need to see this word in English. Is ancestors, yes. Mm-hmm. Because when I was in my city, I only thought I need to live here. I need to meet other cultures and other things because here is limited for me. I only think that in this way. And I couldn't see how important the people in that culture was to me. And only I came here, I could see from the outside, could see from my people. And now I know that they are very, very important to me.
So, how are they important to the kind of music you want to make? How are they important to the kind of life you want to live when you anticipate going back? What are some of the specific ways that you feel their importance?
Okay, I need that you repeat the question to make sure that I understand.
Sure. The importance of your ancestors has become more clear to you since you came to the United States. What specific things are important about them? How does their presence change your studies, what you hope to do with your life? How does your actions connect to the your ancestors, your actions now?
Yes, okay, thank you, I understood. I think that the relationship with the nature, because we are a big city in the Amazon, inside the forest. So it's something peculiar because at the same time, we have this kind of relationship with the nature, but at the same time, we are very urban too. Mm-hmm. So, and we are very mixed. So be mixed I think that is something that enriches. I don't know if I am saying correctly the word.
Right. So are you saying that you're like a mix of Europeans and indigenous peoples, or is that what you mean by mixed or mestizo, or that would
yes.
be in Spanish? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Indigenous, Europeans, and Black people too.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think it's something very important actually to teach other people, because we know to how to lead with the differences because of that. And yes, I think it's very important, very nice in my culture.
And as you say, it's unique even in Brazil, both because of its isolation and its center in the Amazon.
Yeah.
So you have another year here?
Yes, but I will do remotely.
Okay.
Because I want to start to work in my projects there.
So you will go there and work and take your, and it's composition, so that's easier to do remotely.
Yes.
Sure.
And I will come back, I will come back here only in the end of my course to do my recital and finish everything.
Sure. What did you learn in the States, in the United States, that you didn't anticipate learning? Was there anything about the States, not about your ancestors of Brazil, but
okay.
was there something you learned here that you really didn't anticipate running into that's based here?
Yes, I was surprised with a point that for me, I expected that people were more cold, more mm-hmm. More closed people.
More distant.
Yeah, more distant. And when I come here, I saw that it's not necessary in this way. I meet a lot of warm people. Yes, it was a kind of preconception we had. And when I come here, I saw that I was wrong. Of course, people don't hug too much as Brazilians do. Even now, especially now, of course, in COVID situation, yeah. But in the past, I was more used with hugs. But mm-hmm. okay, people are very, very kind here.
Neat. And this is a small enough place.
Yes.
That you can get to know it fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's cut to music and then we'll come back to some. I want to ask you more about the ancestors and going home to work in
okay.
a few minutes.
Okay.
But should we play your composition now?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
My composition, do you want me to say something?
Yes, please say something about it now. We'll talk about it in more length later.
Okay. It's a composition for orchestra, but mixed with electroacoustic and we have a drum set too in the orchestra. And this piece speaks of our yearning when we think about the future. It talks about our process and phase when we try to have control over what is not completely possible, projecting our desires there.
Thank you.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Play Report. Our guest on this episode is Sibeli Donze. So, Sibeli, tell us about the composing of that piece. How is this representative of what you do? How is it? How recent is it?
This piece was composed, I think, maybe 4 years ago. But I did a review in this piece in the past year, and we played with the orchestra that I found in Brazil now in December, in the past December. And when I first started to write this piece, I was really in that moment that I was not satisfied.
It was not satisfactory to you.
Yes, with the leave I was living that moment, and I started to dream with another things. So, but I didn't know yet for the paths to go. So I started to dream. It was in that moment. Yeah. So the title of the piece is A Place and Just Write It, But Hear Your Desire. Right here your desire. So it's for the audience project their desire in the music. So the music is pass for a lot of ways, like I think I need to go for this way. Oh no, it's wrong way, I need to change. So it's like this kind of plot.
And in a sense, you're inviting us to meditate on our desires.
Yes.
Wherever the music takes us.
Yes.
Yeah. So how was this piece, has it been performed in Brazil? How has it been received? How did your orchestral members, and how did the people who've heard your piece receive it?
The first time that was not me that composed this piece, the orchestra feel that a strange piece, strange music because of the language, but the audience, they receive it good. But for now, 4 years after that, and I conduct the piece, it was different. The musician liked a lot. They said a lot of good things for me after that. But as we are in the COVID situation, we couldn't do a real audience in live, alive. So it was only recorded and we put in the internet, in the YouTube. And also we did a kind of projection of visual arts too in the music. Oh, I think it was a good reception because today we have almost 1,000 views in the recording. I think it's good.
Neat. When you go back to pursue your career, how do you see yourself engaging the community? How do you want to ground your work there?
In this moment, we have only one professional orchestra there, and as I said before, people tend to be more traditional. Mm-hmm. So I expect to keep this work I start to do. In found that orchestra, I hope I need to work to find a sponsor for continue the orchestra, and I would like to start to do a more contemporary repertoire, and also not only working with the orchestra, but work to in the education too, in the education of the audience too.
Sure.
So not doing concerts, but also doing some events to talk about the music, about the composer, to start to teach the audience to prepare them then.
Right. And I imagine also to television or radio opportunities that you can have, or on the internet to educate. What you do from Belen, you can send all around the world.
Yes.
But by your being rooted there and being careful about talking directly to the people you want to reach there, outsiders will see what it means. They will see not just your presentation, but they will see the implied presence of the people you care about and your ancestors.
Yes.
So your family are all musicians, but they're more traditional. Is it traditional classical musicians or more traditional musicians?
Yeah. It's funny because my mother, since she was a child, she loves North American music. I don't know why. She loves jazz. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how she had this contact with this kind of music. But when she grew up, she became a singer. She started to sing jazz. Mm-hmm. So it was very weird in my city. The people didn't understand. She was the only one that sing jazz. And when she meets her husband, yes. He was more in this like tradition, popular Brazilian music. Mm-hmm. So when they become together, they mixed everything and they start to do this peculiar music, mixture jazz. Mm-hmm. With the popular Brazilian music, like bossa nova and samba, and also music from the Amazon. It's a little different from bossa nova and samba.
Right.
And yes, and today they have their work in their job in music with this identity.
Let's cut to music, and then I'm going to come back and ask you some questions about your own personal life.
Okay. So let's go to Chame Gozo, Alfredo Reis.
A poção do teu amor emanou dos ancestrais. Marilua, garantei as fronteiras que venci. Os caminhos que busquei me levaram sempre a ti. Oh, lua, lua, na fragrância do jasmim. Um amor do piquinho tem para dar. Oh, lua, lua, na fragrância do jasmim. Um amor do piquinho tem para dar.
Me querer, é tão chamegoso.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is Sibele Donza. You started out the show making some comments about learning how to take care of yourself and learning how to be responsible for finding the challenges and to live towards them. When did you become aware that taking care of yourself is a primary part of your life?
I think when I start to not be satisfied, is correct?
Not satisfied.
Yeah, with the life I was living. So when I realized I need to drive my life.
And what wasn't working? What wasn't working, and then what did you do to find something that would work? What wasn't working, and then what did you do to find something that would work?
Yes, especially my knowledge, my studies, because of course we have internet. The internet makes everything easy for everybody, but there are something. There are a lot of things that I could study alone by myself, but there are a lot of questions in my head too, right, that I need for someone that was have more experience, and I couldn't find that in the place I was.
Right. And you need a relationship with a person and not just the machine.
Yes. Uh-huh. And have a need to be to have experience too, because in the professional life, when you are in front of the orchestra, you can't do mistakes, mm-hmm, because you are the leader. So they expect you that lead the people, so not have mistakes. But to learning, we need to do mistakes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I need to have experience too in a place in the that allowed me to do errors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did you find that in Brazil?
Not in my city, because as I said, they right, invited me to work in the professional orchestra, but I was not prepared yet. I right, didn't have the enough training for that. So only a few times, maybe 50 days sometimes in the year, when I studied in some summer course and some festival, only in this moment. So now here I can have more time, right, to work as a student with the orchestra.
And how far did you and where did you travel to have those experiences?
Yes, Brazil is a huge.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I live in the north, so I needed to travel for the south or for the center. And sometimes it is expensive. It's more expensive to travel inside of Brazil than go out.
Right.
Sometimes. Yeah. So I was to São Paulo, these main cities, I think, mm-hmm, are more people more know about. São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro.
Right. Minas Gerais. Yeah. So you took it as far as you could take it with what you could get to in Brazil. And then you came to Ithaca College. I'm also asking the question in terms of how did you learn to take care of your kind of emotional attitude and your physical well-being, your exercise or the ways you work out? What do you do to take care of yourself intellectually, emotionally, and physically? And how did you learn to do this?
Yes, in this environment, I need to work too much. I need to work hard. So I need to find the time to exercise. Yes, I try, but I think it's not enough because at this moment it's not a balanced life.
Sure.
I don't have weekends, for example. I sleep late and I needed to wake up early. So it's not balanced yet, but I nourish my spiritual life with praying, and I read the Bible. I think it helped me a lot. the prayer, yeah, the prayer and my connection with God is something that helped me, because in the life, in the real life, mm-hmm. it's very hard. I need to work too much.
Right, right. And how do you experience God's comfort as help? How does that come to you as comfort or as help?
Yeah, I try to build a relationship, a very close relationship with God. I try to make a conversation as we have conversation now, as a very good friend. So, yes, and I do that every day.
And how has it been for you to make friends here and to maintain friendships back in Brazil while you're here?
Yes, it was hard, not because people, not because of cultural things, but because the language. I started to study in English only 1 year before I come here, because I wanted to study abroad, and I started to study in English only in that moment of my life. And I was not so young. So until today, I'm still struggling with the language. Mm-hmm. So it was very hard in the beginning, because I couldn't say the things I would like to say. It was hard to understand. So in the beginning, I feel a lot of alone. In a lot of moments, but not because the people are very nice people, yeah, because of this difficulty. I think it was my main difficulty here, my difficulty in express myself and understand, yeah. And I'm happy that today I think it's much better than the past,
right? And you're expressing yourself very clearly. There's just a few words that I don't understand, or that are just slightly different, but all I have to do is ask about them and you clarify.
Thank you.
It's very good. It's very good. Do you dream in English?
I don't know. I think not. I think not yet.
yeah. That's one of the signs for me anyway. When I was in Colombia long enough, there came a point where I could dream in Spanish. And that was I felt like I had finally made the Spanish language expressive of my emotions and my visceral physical reality.
So it will be my next goal.
or you may not. I hear from people that learning languages affects them in different ways. But your music is very it's contemporary. It's the emotional feelings, the visceral reactions to it are quite a strong part of it. I mean, that's part of who you are. And how does your work of composing and conducting actually care for you? How does it help take care of you?
Oh, it's a hard question. Do you mean how to be a conductor and composer helping me to care about me?
Yeah. Help you to take care of yourself, to more accurately know or express yourself.
Yes. The two holes, I need to use Google Translator now. Yes, they take different things from me, mm-hmm. different comportments.
Yeah, parts of myself.
Yes, because as a conductor, I need to be lead. I need to be strong. I need to. I am a kind of advocate. Yes, mm-hmm. for the composer, I need to defend the composer.
You're devoted to what the manuscript, the piece that you were given to perform.
Yes, but as a composer, I am much more free to be myself. So, yes, I I can put my personality, everything I am, in the notes, in the music, because there is nothing and no one to say, no, it's wrong, it's not this way. So I am very free.
What I'm envisioning when you are the conductor, to have the powerful presence and also the skill of being relatively flawless, you know, you need to be completely grounded on your feet and in your body, so yes, that center of gravity is clear, mm-hmm, to the performers and also to the audience, because your projection of power brings the music forth.
Yes, I could say that is something more earthly. I don't know if it makes sense in English.
More earthy.
Like more in the ground.
Right. Yeah. More grounded. More, and earthy works. Grounded, yeah, is the other way. We say it both ways in English. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And the composer is more a dreaming part of me.
And you might call that ethereal.
Yes.
In English.
Yes.
But I'm also imagining that the composition allows you to try, you said, tones and timbres and things that connect to pieces of your emotion or your life and project them out with meaning. And then you can do the experiment, see if you like it or not, and throw it away. Or you can keep it.
Yes.
As a composer, who are you composing for?
Oh, I never stopped to think about that. I think it's a kind of conversation with myself. I think I compose it to myself, yeah. But not in a selfish way, but it is a kind of have a conversation with me and, yes, taking care of me. I think it is that.
But I'm going to tie this back to what you said earlier. You discovered that yourself includes your ancestors. Mm-hmm. There's a hole in you here.
Yeah.
And those are the ancestors back there. And when you're composing, I'm wondering, and I don't want to fish too much. I'm wondering if your composing for yourself is also a conversation with the people who live in Belen and the people who lived there before who no longer are alive.
Yes, you are correct.
And what is so beautiful to me is that in a profound way, you're using this opportunity to step out of your culture, to then go back into it more skillful, mm-hmm, and to help it be what it needs to be and what you need to be down the road. A lot of people who've left their homelands or their countries never go back.
Yeah.
And that's a reality, but you're choosing a different reality.
Yeah, I think that I have this responsibility.
Yeah. Sibeli, it has been wonderful getting to know you. Thank you for coming on the show.
And thank you for this opportunity. For the opportunity to challenge myself to speak, yeah, more in English. Yeah.
And not just to speak the words, but to capture some of the nuances of emotion and meaning and passion and commitment. And,
yeah.
What would you like to close the show with?
We could listen now from Milton Nascimento, Amor de Índio, that in English is Indigenous Love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tudo que move é sagrado e remove as montanhas com todo cuidado, meu amor. Enquanto a chama arder, todo dia te ver passar, tudo viver ao teu lado, com o arco da promessa no azul pintado pra durar. Abelha fazendo mel, vale o tempo que não voou. A estrela caiu do céu, o pedido que se pensou, o destino que se cumpriu de sentir teu calor e ser todo. Todo dia é de viver para ser o que for e ser tudo. Sim. Todo amor é sagrado e o fruto do trabalho é mais que sagrado, meu amor. A massa que faz o pão vale a luz do teu suor. Lembra que o sono é sagrado. Horizontes, o tempo acordado de viver. No inverno te proteger, no verão sair pra pescar, no outono te conhecer, primavera poder gostar, no estio me derreter, pra na chuva dançar e andar junto. Sentir teu calor e ser tudo. Sim, todo amor é sagrado. Todo amor é sagrado. Todo amor é sagrado. Sim.
Vamos aí.